never afraid to tell you our opinions, and not afraid to tell you what we think of yours. This is Real Raw Radio, only on 102.5 The Bone. Now, it's the Cat Named Mo Show, the only show with the balls to say vote for Trump. Country music rocks, and NASCAR wives matter. Hey, he may be a sellout, but he ain't no dummy.
And you don't stop.
Activity going on here in studio. We have Tampa. By the way, this is the Cat Named Mo Show. I always assume you know that, but that's a bad assumption. We're always on Saturdays, 3 to 6, formerly 12 to 3. We used to follow the Migs and Swig show. I missed that. I ain't going to lie to you. I missed that. But now we have Ian Beckles and his barbecue man in, and they do from 1, 2, 3. While you guys do from 10 until 1. Go
can
ahead, Ben.
Can I just tell the barbecuers and Ian Beckles if you're listening?
Ha!
And Mo will tell you why.
Ha! I think that's because we have, he's saying ha, because we have Tampa sandwich truck in. That sandwich truck, not sandwich truck. Yeah,
the I'm eating one of them sandwiches.
Yeah, what are you eating, Ben, there?
Cuban sandwich.
A Cuban sandwich. Now, you
with,
these are
pickles.
With freshly pressed, correct? Freshly pressed.
Still warm.
Still warm. And I just had, who wants to talk? Who wants to be the representative for Tampa Sandwich?
Oh, I'll talk, okay.
Sit right there.
Right into the mic.
Right into the mic there. That right into you. Okay, and you are again?
Corey Milam.
Milam, yes, all right. I want to make sure I was saying it right. And are you the originator of the Tampa Sandwich truck?
Both of us came up with it. Everything was both of us.
Okay. Corey, and you're talking about your partner?
Kendall.
Corey and Kendall. I like that. That's easy enough to remember. And what is the concept behind Tampa Sandwich Truck?
Realistically, we just wanted to pretty much work for ourselves. We
always
worked in large corporations, retail, and running a business there, and we just wanted to kind of do something of our own. So we wanted to do a food truck because of our love of food, and figured it was right up our alley.
Okay.
And we wanted to pretty much inform everybody about how what we really stood for was about just family and just family men starting a food truck.
Right. And why did you decide on how did you decide on sandwiches or sandwiches?
Sandwiches. It was actually an inside joke between friends. It just started as a joke where somebody would say something, we just go, shut up and make me a sandwich. It was just a little inside joke. And
right.
It just sounded good and rolled off the tongue.
So where it always interests me with food trucks. Do you, and some of them get this, I guess, almost like a restaurant, they get kind of hot and then they actually tweet where they'll be and people follow them. I don't know if it's here, but I know when I'm from San Francisco and there's these like mysterious food trucks that they'll send out Twitter where they'll be and there'll be a line there like that. Where are you guys going to set up? Are you going to set up one place? Are you going to move it? Or
our goal is to be mobile, so we're pretty much going to try to find banks or
talk.
Dealerships
go right into that microphone.
Dealerships or thank anything you. That is just wants us to cater. Even if it's just lunch for an associate appreciation day, just anybody really that will go. We do have a Twitter and a Facebook, and we're going to do the exact same thing. Let everybody know where we're at. Being our spot, so they know where to come. We'll have Uber Eats eventually as well to have it delivered.
Oh, Uber Eats is now doing food trucks?
Yes, sir.
That's kind of fun.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, they deliver from food trucks.
Now, this is off the beaten path of the sandwich. What is Kendall mixing up there? I'm going to need a bowl of that
quick. These are the caramel apple bites.
Yeah, I'm going to need a bowl of that now.
You just sit right there, man.
It looks so good.
Because I'm going to bring a couple
Cubans?
I'm eating it right now.
A Puerto Rican eating a Cuban?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Can you say your Facebook information again? Right. So I can get that out there for everyone.
At Tampa
I don't need
sandwich.
Nuts. No nuts for
at
me.
At Tampa.
Yeah. At Tampa Sandwich.
You don't want none of these nuts.
Is that just it? At Tampa Sandwich. That, yep. That's simple.
That's
enough.
Simple. And it was available. So that was exciting when we searched the name and we were surprised it was available to take.
How many different sandwiches do you have?
Currently, we have a few on the menu.
Talk about them.
All right. We have the Cuban sandwich, which has our pork and our hard salami, sweet ham, pickle, all the stationary stuff. We have the honey butter and coconut oil on that as well. The chicken and a waffle. It's not, obviously, it's a sandwich, but it's a waffle. We have the battered chicken strips meal, which is just the strips. But the, pretty much the sandwich is the chicken sandwich.
You're talking my
sandwich.
Language, by the way.
Oh,
I just want you to know that.
We're going to also have a rotating menu, so we're going to try experiment a lot of new items.
Don't rotate the chicken now.
Oh, no. These are all staples right here.
No. Okay.
These aren't going
do you like
anywhere.
Pistachio nuts?
Yes, I do.
You might want to try them on the apples.
Do try it's, the pistachio it, nuts it, on the
it's
apples.
Something that I wouldn't
Well, you're getting the sweet and the crunchy, right?
It's a different taste. I might want to try it.
All right, sprinkle some nuts on my apples.
That's just what I wanted him to say. Thank you.
Sea salt, too, if you want
okay.
to that on there.
And again, and this is your, how many trucks do you have? Do you have just the one
this
right now?
This is just one. We literally just got it. We're as fresh as they come right now.
Is it okay if I have another one?
Oh, absolutely.
Is there enough?
I think I got a few extra.
Yes, I think there are enough sandwiches here. Look. By the way, if you'd like a Cuban sandwich, come on down to Cox Media Building.
When a Jewish person says your pork is good,
on
it's good.
4th Street. And now, how did you tie in with my boy and the Sarah sauce right here, which we had, I have 3 jars of this. I have 1 left. And how did you guys tie in?
You want me to?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, how it became is Corey and I both work together, and I'm always marketing Sarah sauce. And I was talking about it at work, and he was like, well, we got a food truck coming up. And I was like, really? I said, well, here's some samples. You want to try some of the sauce? And he fell in love with the tumbleweed. So he brought it to his partner, Kendall, and they agreed that that's going to be exclusive on their truck. That's their sauce.
Wow.
So I will not sell Sarah sauce to any food truck in the Tampa Bay area.
So, you can only get it, and we had some of the chicken that you brought in. Was that 2 weeks ago? Or that had been about,
that was about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. It seems like two. That's how good it was. It seems like I'm still tasting it. And it's just fantastic. And Sarah sauce, this is a labor of love. And this is from a guy here in Tampa. I don't remember if you were born and raised here.
No, I've been here 6 years. I'm from Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh. I thought, yeah, transplant. But is trying to do something, and it's just fantastic sauce. You have a tumbleweed, you have a deputy, and then you have
Gold Rush,
which is my favorite, I think.
Yes.
I think, which is a mustard base, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And if people want to just sample the sauce or use it on some food they're making themselves, they go to?
You can. Right now, we are very busy.
Oh, man, so you're saying they can't have it?
Oh, yeah, there's plenty. No, there's just plenty
of places
to go.
Did you hear that, Ben? You can't get Sarah sauce if you want Sarah sauce.
We just have plenty of places for you to go for samples. Can I just spit it off?
Yeah, absolutely. You okay. know, you got carte blanche here, my friend.
Right now, you can go to the Outdoor Kitchen Store on Kennedy Boulevard. That was our very first store.
We talked about that. We talked when you were here 3 weeks ago.
Last time we was here, that was the only store.
Right.
Okay. They are on their third purchase order already.
Nice.
We have Great Grill and More, which is in Oldsmar.
Okay.
Tampa Sandwich.
Tampa Sandwich
the food truck.
Right.
Drust Grillin' on North Dale Mabry.
Okay.
This is a big deal right here. We're going to be in Pittsburgh at Robert Woolley's Seafood Restaurant or Seafood Market.
Really?
And Robert Woolley's, if anybody's been in Pittsburgh, you know the Penguins, you know the Steelers, and you know Robert Woolley's.
Right.
And that's a big deal. They just ordered 15 cases.
But look at you. Did the Kennedy Mo Show have anything to do with that?
I think so. I think
stop
everything
it.
Has.
Stop
everybody's interested just, in their own way.
I'm just teasing you.
We also have, we're going to be at Whiskey Bent, which is in Northport Richie, or Newport Richie.
Newport Richie.
What's the other place? The Land of Lakes? Lakeland. They're also in Lakeland.
Okay. All right. Well. All right. Fair enough. So from the 3 weeks, I mean, because you just got licensed to sell it and everything. And so in 3 weeks, you're just doing gangbusters.
Yes, sir.
Look at you.
It's going crazy.
Look at you.
We also have next week, we're going to be at I Like It Hot Festival in Largo.
Okay.
Which is hot sauce and barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to be the following week, we're doing Egg Fest, which is the Just Grilling store, is
right.
Having a big get together with the egg, the green egg, and all that. So we're going to be doing the Egg Fest. We're going to be there giving out samples. You can go to
the store. When's the you time? You and the wife. Yeah. When do you guys just get to chillax?
We've been married for 9 years, so it's good that we stay away.
All right. Corey and Kendall, did I get it right?
Yes,
that
sir,
sounds
yes.
like I'm talking to two of the Kardashian girls.
Let me ask these guys.
Thanks for the comparison.
You guys said that you made this move after being in the corporate world or whatever.
Yes,
but
sir.
You had to have some culinary background, right? Some of these things. I mean, even the pistachio nuts on the apples.
Which by the way, Ben, I would not have thought pistachio nuts on apples with caramel would work, but it does.
It knocks it out of the park. Or sriracha. What was I reading here? Syrup.
Yeah,
I mean,
syrup.
So what? Do you have a culinary background, or
as culinary as you get from honestly everyday cooking? And I mean, we were butchers, so we had a lot of contact with meat and ready to cook items. I mean, large grocery chains that, in that aspect. But as for like a cooking school or anything like that, we don't have any of that.
That's
just
crazy.
Regular guys, man. That's
it's unbelievable.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Kendall was the taste tester. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say.
For sure. You know,
all right, listen. We thank you for bringing way too much food.
We'll take it back. Don't worry.
Way too much food. But, Tam, where can people go right now or tomorrow, or when can people find the Tampa Sandwich Truck, and where?
We'll be up and running within the next couple weeks here.
Okay.
I would suggest if they want to hit us up is at Tampa Sandwich Facebook or
okay.
Twitter.
Okay.
At Tampa Sandwich as well, and contact us on there to set up some booking.
Okay.
But we are mobile, so we come to you. Definitely
worth seeking out. And tell me one more time, Sarah Sauce is going to be at the Hot Sauce, the Hot Festival.
I like a Hot Festival in Largo.
I like a Hot
weekend.
Festival in Largo next weekend.
Saturday and Sunday.
You know, I have a vested interest in the success of this Sarah Sauce. And when I say vested interest, that's because I'm your friend and I want to see it succeed. And then I believe in what you're doing, and it tastes fantastic, all three. So
you
will see me tweeting it out, and we'll put something on the Facebook page as well. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
We will be back. Don't you go anywhere. It's the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. You're listening to The Cat Named Mo Show. Let me say that again. You're listening to The Cat Named Mo Show. Got it? Great.
Welcome back. It's the Cat Named Mo Show. I want to thank again the boys from Tampa Sandwich Truck and my boy from Sarah Sauce for coming in and hanging out with us, Ben. They brought some great food, some great sauce. It's always a pleasure to help out local people.
Yeah, yeah. Not only that,
the local teams.
Local, but also, for me, entrepreneurship. You know, I think it takes a lot of courage, being an entrepreneur myself. And
absolutely.
It takes a lot of courage to step out and make that leap of faith and the trust to do it by yourself and not have the security of a paycheck.
Independent filmmaker.
Exactly.
Writer, you know, a spec writer, which is saying that you're writing on the speculation that somebody is going to want to buy it
right.
after it's done. So,
right.
no, I always have much respect for, as you say, the entrepreneurship of people trying to do something for themselves and then benefit or better the community in the process of it. And, you know, I just like helping out my friends,
yeah,
too.
No doubt. And get free food.
You know,
let's get down to the real.
And get free food. But, man, 100 sandwiches is too much. Those would be gone. If this was during office hours, those would be gone.
Destroyed.
Yeah, they would absolutely be destroyed. Anyway, we're the Cat Named Mo Show. Just about 25 minutes left, and then we're going to get out of here as we usually leave around 6. What do you got going for the remainder of the week? Who are the Bucks playing tomorrow?
I just looked at it. Washington? Is that right?
Oh, no.
Redskins?
It's Legend, do you know who the Bucks are playing tomorrow?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
What's that?
They're beating Minnesota.
They're going to beat Minnesota, you think?
They're going to beat the Vikings.
Okay. Yeah. All right. There you go. You out of the mouth of babes, as they say in the Bible. The Bucks are going to beat Minnesota. A tough team, though. They're not, you know, they're not going to be a walkover. It's not going to be the Bears.
I don't think the Vikings starting quarterback Sam Bradford is playing. So.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's a big advantage.
Yeah, that could end up helping us, definitely. And I want to help my boy and give a shout out to Ian Beckles, who is going to be live with Dignitary Radio from 11 to 1. He is going to be out at Elmer's. South Tampa. Elmer's right down the street from my joint, Love's Artifacts Bar and Grill.
I love the way that Ian Beckles rolls, by the way.
How was that?
Hey, what are you doing Sunday afternoon? I said, same thing I do every Sunday afternoon around 1 o'clock, you know, 6 months out of the year, and that's watch football.
Right.
Because why don't you come down to
Elmer's.
Elmer's. I said, okay, what's going on? And because I know he's got a show, I go, are you doing your show there? And he said, yeah, but I'm going to be hanging out afterwards.
Right.
So I said, okay, you know, cool. Ian's inviting me over. You sit down. I go, are you going to Elmer's tomorrow? Football with Ian Beckles?
Oh, so you thought you got a personal invite from one Ian Beckles.
That's exactly what I thought.
Let me tell you something. When you're at the head of the Dignitary program,
right.
you have to have a far reach. You have to outreach to everyone. So I get it.
But that's why
it.
I thought it was so special. You know, I'm getting the head dignitary inviting Meggy to watch football with him.
No, he's inviting everybody. And everybody should come. Elmer's is a fine place. The radio program, always great. I'm assuming DJ Don Pablo is going to be down there, as he always is. With the Ian. So going down again, the broadcast, the Dignitary Radio broadcast, heard on 102.5 The Bone every Sunday from 11 to 1 will be happening there. But as Ian stated to Ben Swig, he's going to be hanging out afterwards. And with some great food there, some nice little food. And then
they
after
have a lot
that,
of TVs?
Yes, they do. Yeah. You'll be able to see the game. And
games.
Then games.
It's a work day for
that
me.
Is true. Games. And then after that, going down to Love's Artifacts for a little cocktail, if you don't mind. I always love supporting him as well. We are going to take a break here. Ben, you gotta go, right?
I gotta babysit.
Okay, you gotta baby. You have to babysit. What's on the agenda when you babysit? Where's the wife going? Where's Nadia headed out?
She's going to see what's that new Stephen King? It.
That's what you told me.
And she asked me if I want to go. And really, it's not that I just don't like that genre of films.
You're not a horror film fan?
I can't suspend my disbelief enough. There's some things that I can in movies. You know, if it's a Marvel comic movie or Spider-Man or something, like I can suspend my disbelief enough for that.
Right.
But there's something about horror films that just. Sci-fi too. I'm not a big sci-fi fan.
See, I'm not a huge sci-fi fan, though. My favorite film ever is a science fiction film, but I do love horror. I love good sci-fi. I have not seen it. I plan on going to it, but it's just going to depend on schedule. As I told you, I'm trying to write the follow-up short to The Purgators, Desdemona, and I need to get that done first. Yes, Legend.
If she goes to Dolby, the seats would shake.
If you see it in Dolby.
Yeah, my brother and mom went to Dolby.
Yes, one of the Dolby screens, yes. Yeah.
He's adorable.
Why didn't you go?
Why would I want to?
Yeah, exactly.
You don't
want
to see a movie?
Not that movie.
Yeah, you don't like, I thought you liked scary movies.
No, not that scary
not
movie.
Horror movies.
Oh, okay.
I watched Ghostbusters, but it's still different.
Did you like Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Were you a little scared during Ghostbusters at all?
Okay. Oh, wait, you watched Ghostbusters at my house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, he did like it.
Legend, who are you going to call?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, listen,
Ben. You got a cute kid, man.
Yes, I had two very adorable boys, absolutely.
How did that happen?
Look at me, honey, look at me. all right, we're going to come back, go to break, come back. It'll be Jerrica and myself with Legend, and we're going to say goodbye to you, essentially. Ben, thank you for coming out. I appreciate it.
I guess I'll see you on Wednesday
You'll
and
see
Thursday?
Me on Wednesday and Thursday. Gio was out Thursday, so I'm going to have you fill in, and that's going to be
the
fun.
B-team, Jerrica.
For the BDRS, that's what that is. This itself is the Cat Named Mo Show. We'll be back. One final break.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio.